بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Continuing the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, Chapter 2 of the Noble Quran, verse number 12. يقول الله عز وجل وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون. This is verse 11 and verse 12. ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون. And if it is said to them لا تفسدوا في الأرض, make not mischief on the earth, they say we are only peacemakers. And when it is said to them, make not mischief on the earth, they say we are only peacemakers. Here the sayer is obscure. Why? To exemplify generality, so that it can cover any sayer, whoever he may be. Make not mischief on the earth. Mischief on the earth is for man to commit sin on it, as it is explained by some, or as it is explained by the righteous predecessors, as-salafu salih, based upon the saying of Allah in Surah Ar-Rum, Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 41, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Evil, sins and disobedience to Allah has appeared on land and sea because of what the hands of men have earned, that Allah may make them taste a part of that which they have done, in order that they may return by repenting to Allah and begging His pardon. And the saying of Allah here, في الأرض, on the earth, this refers to the earth itself and its people. This is more appropriate in terms of the meaning. As to the mischief with respect to the earth, its effects, meaning the effects of sins on the earth, is that sins are causes for drought and the privation of blessings, and the occurrence of defects that affect the fruits, and many other things. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned concerning the people of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, when they disobeyed Musa, the messenger of Allah, Allah states about that in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 130. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. This is, and indeed we punished the people of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, with years of drought and shortness of fruits, crops, etc., that they might remember and take heed. So this is mischief affecting the earth and its consequences. So it is a cause for the occurrence of drought and shortness of fruits and defects in fruits and the like. As to the mischief concerning its inhabitants, here Allah is speaking about the hypocrites in these verses. These hypocrites used to come to the Jews in Medina, in the city of Medina, telling them, as Allah states in 15:11, Surah Al-Hashr 15:11, or rather, no, it's 59. Sorry for that. This is Surah Al-Hashr. I was thinking about Al-Hijr. This would be 59:11. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا. Have you, O Muhammad, not observed the hypocrites? يَقُولُونَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Have you, O Muhammad, not observed the hypocrites who say to their friends among the people of the scriptures, لَإِنْ أُخْرِجْتُمْ لَنَخْرُجَنَّ مَعَكُمْ وَلَا نُطِيعُ فِيكُمْ أَحَدًا أَبَدًا. By Allah, if you are expelled, we too indeed will go out with you, and we shall never obey anyone against you. وَإِنْ قُوتِلْتُمْ لَنَنْصُرَنَّكُمْ. And if you are attacked in fight, we shall indeed help you. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. But Allah is witness that they verily are liars. So they went to the Jews telling them these commitments so that they increase in enmity to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and stand to fight him. And also from their mischief in spreading the mischief amongst the inhabitants is that they live between the Muslims or amongst the Muslims. The hypocrites live amongst the Muslims. And take their secrets, and convey them to their enemies. And from their mischief affecting the people of the earth is that they open the door of treason, open the door for treason and concealment, such that man wouldn't become frank and clear. And this is from the most dangerous things that can take place in a society. So this is concerning verse number 11. Still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the hypocrites. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them in verse 11, at the end of it, when it is said to them, make not mischief on the earth, their response will be, we are only peacemakers. So they say, our status is, we are on peace and reform. Meaning that there is no mischief in them. Absolutely there is no mischief in them. We are in a continuous state of correctness and peacemaking. And it is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He didn't make them say إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ الْمُصْلِحُونَ, verily we are the ones who do and correct and bring goodness. Had they said that, then that would entail that there is no one except them who makes good and peace. Rather they said إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ, meaning our affair, our status is that we are only peacemakers, meaning not the only peacemakers, we are not in exclusively. They didn't say that. Verse 12 now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to them by saying, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, verily they are the ones who make mischief but they perceive it not. Verily they are the ones who make mischief but they perceive it not. Allah says here, أَلَا, and this Allah is an article which draws attention, is for drawing attention and assertion. Innahum, verily, and this is another assertion as well. Hum, and this is also indicates assertion. So this statement is asserted by three things: by the article ala, and by in, and by whom. These three articles in Arabic, and this is from the utmost format of assertiveness. And then Allah said al-mufsidun, and this al here tells that they are really the ones who make mischief. And Allah restricted that by saying hum, they, verily they, no one else. This is just as Allah spoke of them in Surah Al-Munafiqun, chapter 63. هم العدو فاحذرهم هم العدو فاحذرهم, they are the enemies, so beware of them. Talking about the hypocrites, they are the enemies, so beware of them. And there is no mischief greater than the mischief of the hypocrites, and there is no enmity more profound than the enmity of the hypocrites towards the believers. Allah is saying وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, but they perceive not, meaning the hypocrites. They don't perceive that they are mischief doers, because mischief is a physical matter comprehended by a physical aspect as well as a perceiving, feeling aspect. And it is because of their idiocy, and because of their idiocy from idiot, and lack of understanding of matters, they don't perceive that they are really the ones who are mischief makers. Now the benefits of these verses. The first benefit is that hypocrisy is pretending Islam and concealing disbelief, and this is from mischief on the land, and that hypocrisy is from the greatest evils on earth. Secondly, it is from the greatest affliction that mischief becomes beautified in the eye of man, such that he sees himself a peacemaker. The evidence is in their saying, "Innama nahnu muslihun," we are only peacemakers. And this is from the greatest affliction. And from the benefits is that the unbeliever is short-sighted. Because he sees peace and goodness in matters related to livelihood, only. However, the correct reform and peace is that the person trails the path of Allah clearly and openly. This is the real peace. And from the fourth, or the fourth benefit, not everyone is to be believed because of the claim that he or she may make. This is derived from their saying, "Innama nahnu muslihun," we are only peacemakers. And Allah responded, "Ala innahum humul mufsidun," verily they are the ones who are mischief makers. So nothing, I mean, it's not like everything which the soul may beautify is really beautiful and good. Just comprehend the saying of Allah in Surah Fatir 35 verse 8, أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Is he then to whom the evil of his deeds made fair seeming, so that he considers it as good, equal to the one who is rightly guided? Verily Allah sends astray whom he wills and guides whom he wills. And from the benefits is that man may be afflicted in spreading mischief, yet not knowing that he is doing so. And this is from the trials and afflictions that may touch man. Because Allah is saying, but they perceive not. They perceive not that they are making mischief. And from the benefits is the intense response to those who claim that they are peacemakers, where Allah said, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ. and Allah asserted in this statement in three forms of assertiveness that they are the ones who are truly mischief makers. Now we move to verse 13. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Still, the issue is the issue of the hypocrites. And when it is said to them, the hypocrites, believe as the people, meaning the followers of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the companions, have believed, they say, shall we believe as the fools have believed? Verily they are the fools, but they know not. Again, and when it is said, the sayer is obscure, so that it becomes general, covering everyone who may say that. كإيمان الناس, meaning if it is said to them, believe as people believe. People here, what's intended by the people here are the companions who were in Medina, and their imam, their leader is Muhammad, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam. So their response was, shall we believe as the fools have believed? This exclamation is for negation as well as for scorning and contempt. And the meaning is, we will not believe as those quote unquote fools believed. And it may even implicitly denote their denial, meaning denying the one who says, believe as people believe. And this would be more profound than sheer negation. So Allah is telling, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا, when it is said to them, believe, as the companions believe, كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ, they said, أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ, shall we believe as the fools? السُّفَهَاء, who are the سُفَهَاء? Those who possess no wisdom and sanity. And they refer here, the hypocrites are referring to the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, claiming that the hypocrite, that the companions are fools. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who knows what's in the hearts, responded to them, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاء, verily they are the fools. And again, this statement, like the statement that came before, is asserted by the three articles ala, in, and hum, and it also denotes restriction, meaning this is exclusive to them. But they know not, ولكن لا يعلمون, meaning they don't know that they are fools. In the first verse earlier, Allah said, وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, they, but they perceive not. Here Allah said, but they know not. What's the difference between they know not and they perceive not? The answer: mischief, spreading mischief, is a physical matter, felt physically and also by feeling. However, as-safa, lack of wisdom and sanity, foolishness, is intangible, which is perceived through its consequences, its influence, but not physically sensed in its own self. This is the difference. The points of benefits from deducted from these from this verse, which is verse 13, is that the hypocrite does not benefit from the call for goodness, because Allah says, and when it is said to them, believe as the people, as the companions, meaning believed, they say, shall we believe as the fools have believed? So they don't benefit from the call to the truth. Rather, they say, أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءَ, shall we believe as the fools have believed? And from the points of benefit is the pride of the hypocrites, their false pride in themselves, saying, أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءَ, shall we believe as the fools have believed? So they see themselves with this type of false pride. And from the benefits of this verse, is the strong and intense transgression of the hypocrites, because they denied what's presented to them by saying believe, responding in a form of transgression, قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنْ, shall we believe? And this is the utmost type of transgression. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next verses that will come in the same chapter, in 2:15, said, فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ, in their wrongdoing to wander blindly, in their wrongdoing to wander blindly. And from the benefits of this verse is that the enemies of Allah describe the friends of Allah in ways that entail turning people away from them. Just contemplate on their statement, shall we believe as the fools have believed? And such the enemies of Allah, in every time and in every place, they describe the friends of Allah in that which entails, or in a way intending to turn people away from them. So think of the messengers, their people describe them as crazy, as magicians, as soothsayers, as poets, to turn people away from them. Contemplate in this respect the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51:52, كَذَلِكَ, the enemies of Allah, those who don't believe in Him and turn away from His message and have enmity to the believers. Likewise, no messenger came to those before them, but they said, a sorcerer or a madman. And also contemplate the saying of Allah in 25:31, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, thus we have made for every prophet an enemy amongst the disbelievers, but sufficient is your Lord as a guide and helper. and the inheritors of the prophet, of the prophets, are like them. Allah makes for them enemies from the disbelievers. However, وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا, but sufficient is your Lord as a guide and helper. So no matter how they reach, most welcome Fleming, no matter how they reach from the means, it is sufficient to know that Allah the Most High, if He intends guidance of someone, then He is not prevented by the misguidance of these people. And the enemies of the prophets, the enemies of the prophets, they tread the path of opposing the call of the prophets. They follow two ways in doing so. The first is misleading and false propaganda in every time, in every place. And the second path is armed confrontation. And that's why Allah said here in the verse up there in text, can you see it? وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا, sufficient is your Lord as a guide. Guide. This is in opposition to the first path, the path of misguidance which they follow, and which we nowadays in our times we refer to as الأفكار المنحرفة, the deviant thoughts and misleading of the Ummah. So here, in response to that, Allah is the guide. And then He said, and helper, وَنَصِيرًا. This is in contrast or in opposition to the second path taken by the enemies of the prophets, and that is the armed confrontation. Then Allah is the helper in response to that. And from the benefits of this verse, everyone who does not believe is a fool, as Allah described this vividly in chapter 2, verse 130. Unwise. قال الله تعالى وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. And who turns away from the religion of Ibrahim, Abraham, and this is Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, except him who befools himself. And from the points of benefit is benefit number 6, that wisdom, the entire wisdom, is to have faith in Allah and follow His path. Because the kafir, the unbeliever, who opposes the path of Allah, is befooling himself, and this necessitates that the one who follows the path of Allah is wise and sane. And from the points of benefit of this verse is the manifestation of the promise of Allah in defending the believers. The truth, fulfillment of the promise of Allah in defending the believers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj in chapter 22 verse 38 asserts, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Verily Allah defends those who believe. So if the believers are dispraised by words, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends them by words. Just think of what these hypocrites said. They said, أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ. Shall we believe as these fools from the companions believe? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded on behalf of the believers, argued on their behalf in response to that, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ. Verily they are the fools. Meaning they, not you, O believers. And this is from the manifestation of Allah's defense, defending those who believe. And if the believers are attacked by action, then listen to the saying of Allah in verse 12 in Surah Al-Anfal, إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبُ فَاضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ وَاضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ. Remember when your Lord inspired the angels, verily I am with you, so keep firm those who have believed. I will cast terror into the hearts of those who have disbelieved. So strike them over the necks and smite them over their fingers and toes, so this is an actual defense in the battlefield where the soldiers of Allah descended from the heavens to defend the believers and fight the disbelievers. And this is a manifestation of the saying of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Verily Allah defends those who believe. So Allah rid them of sending His soldiers, killing those who transgressed against the believers in the battlefield. However, the fact remains that this great promise from Allah, the most magnificent, the most high, the perfectly truthful in His promise, needs true belief in Him, so that we fear none except Him. So if our faith in Allah weakens, then we will become, we will end up fearing people as we fear Allah, or even more. So if we give them consideration instead of the commands of Allah, then we will fear them more than our fear of Allah. Otherwise we would be executing the commands of Allah, and we fear none except Him. This is the important condition to achieve the true defense of Allah, defending the believers, when we fulfill this true faith. So when we believe truly in this promise, then we will be victorious under every condition. But the iman is da'if, but our faith is weak, and that's why we became fearful of people more than we are fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the catastrophe, the great affliction which touched the Muslims in our times, which touches the Muslims in our times. And that's why you find many of those in authority from the leaders of Muslims, regretfully, don't give consideration to the command of Allah nor to His Sharia. However, give consideration to such and such, or to this state or that state, even on behalf of the Sharia, which if we withhold to it, which if he, the leader, withhold to it, then he will be victorious, and the one who opposes it, then he will be in humiliation and defeat. And they don't know that this is the thing which keeps them away from attaining the victory of Allah. So instead of being true slaves to Allah, and being true slaves, then they are mighty. They became slaves to the created, and in humility, because these great kafir nations, they have no mercy for anyone except their interests. However, if we strike this against the wall and we say لا نريد إلا رضا الله, we only intend the pleasure of Allah, and we intend to apply the Sharia of Allah upon ourselves and upon our Ummah, then these kafir nations will stand to respect us and take heed. That's why it is said, "Man khafa Allah, khafahu kullu shay." The one who fears Allah, everything will fear him. وَمَنْ خَافَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ, but the one who fears other than Allah, خَافَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, he will be frightened from everything. The eighth point of benefit is the clear indication of the ignorance of the hypocrites, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denied them being on knowledge when he said وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but they know not. So in reality they are from the most ignorant of people, if they are not the most ignorant, because their way is only deception, deceiving, and them deceived, thinking that they deceive, but they are deceiving themselves and misleading, and they are from the most ignorant of mankind, because they didn't know the truth themselves, and that they are the fools. This brings the end of tonight's discussion or explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we have covered verses 11, 12 and 13. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Inshallah we continue tomorrow going for verses 14 and 15. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.